check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
So, Deontay, question for you.
Okay.
Do you have a website that you go to when you're kind of tired of working and answering emails and stuff, and you don't want to leave the computer and get completely derailed, but you just need something to kind of give your brain a break?
Probably Facebook, because I have a good number of news pages that I follow, so I get enough. I can scroll through there pretty quickly and find an article or two that will lead me into something.
Mm-hmm.
But I generally check out BuzzFeed, HuffPo, and Washington Post.
Okay. Those are good ones.
Pretty regularly, too. And occasionally Page Six.
Okay.
For some just random, kind of mindless, take you somewhere.
Yeah.
Distraction.
I found that Twitter is really good for my needless searching.
Yeah.
I really enjoy going through all the links. I don't know. I love Twitter these days.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Chive. Have you ever seen a car decal that says keep calm and chive on?
No.
Or anything like that? It's a website with just random pictures of things. I don't even know how to explain it. Complete time waster, but it's great.
Okay.
And then, like you said, BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
BuzzFeed is one. But you know, with BuzzFeed, I used to love the quizzes and stuff, but now I'm kind of over them. Because I can't understand how they can hear my three favorite vegetables and tell me if I'm going to marry Zac Efron or Channing Tatum. I don't understand how the two tie together. And only once have I really completely agreed with the results of a quiz, but I do enjoy their news articles, some of their news articles, and some of the videos are really good too.
Okay.
So I'm scrolling on there the other day, and I find this article with random facts you probably didn't know about each state.
Okay.
So it's pretty compelling stuff.
Well, let me tell you why I think this is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Texans believe that everything about Texas is the greatest.
Right.
And especially now, it's springtime and all the blue bonnets are all over the place and everybody's taking a picture of their kid in the blue bonnets, and this is what we do in Texas and it's our state flower.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you anybody else's state flower. Do other people take pictures of their kids
in
the middle of a field of flowers?
Of weeds?
Do other states think that they're as great as Texas thinks it is?
I don't know. I'm sure there is some level of arrogance for every state, but as far as the flower pictures go, I've never really thought about that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some truth to that with every state.
Texas pretty much just thinks they're better than everybody else.
Well, I mean, for the most part, we are.
Well, true.
I mean, you got to admit that.
That's true.
It's a pretty great state. But listen to this. Did you know that in Texas, if you get caught milking someone else's cow, it's considered theft? At least according to BuzzFeed.
Okay.
Now, I didn't go through every state in Texas or every law in the state of Texas and confirm it. But according to BuzzFeed, it is considered theft if you get caught milking someone else's cow.
Interesting. I know a lot of these laws are from years and years ago and they stay on the books just because there was never really any reason to take them off.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see that back in the day when you could run down to Walmart for a gallon of milk and you had to milk your own cow.
Just go to the neighboring farm and steal it.
Well, and it's not an endless supply. Like they have to the cow has to replenish the milk and it has to take time. So if you steal, if you milk somebody else's cow,
you're stealing food off their plates.
You have to
literally
wait until the cow replenishes milk for your family to eat.
So
I can see that.
Yeah. And so I didn't go to the whole, I didn't go through all the BuzzFeed facts, but it did compel me to Google most random laws in every state. Okay, so a link for businessinsider.com pops up and I think, hey, that sounds pretty reputable. I mean, business.
Right.
And they've got to know what they're talking about. And so I copied and pasted some of the most interesting ones.
Okay.
And I wanted to share these with you because a few of them, I'm just like, huh?
Okay.
Okay, so in Florida, where honestly, I expect nothing shy of this law.
Agreed.
All things completely alarming and disturbing about humanity come from two places. Houston, Texas, and Florida. I mean, Florida is so bad that if you go to FARC.com, mm-hmm. have you ever been to FARC.com?
Not a long time.
It's random news stories.
Mm-hmm.
Florida has its own category on FARC. It's because so many insane things happen there. So anyway, in the state of Florida, people who own bars, restaurants, and other places where liquor is sold may be fined up to $1,000 if they participate in or permit any contest of dwarf tossing.
So, Al could not open a bar in Florida.
Exactly, because he does midget wrestling.
He could not open a bar in Florida. Interesting.
How random is that? Dwarf tossing?
That someone would know that and report you for that. That can't be a law that's been on the books since
I mean, it had to happen enough to become an issue, right? For it to really concern people about the tossing of dwarfs in bars or restaurants.
That's interesting.
Isn't it?
We should mention that to Al.
No, let's not. Okay, in Utah, no one may hurl a missile at a bus or bus terminal except peace officers and security personnel. Anyone outside those positions is guilty of a third-degree felony. So basically what I'm reading in this is that the 89-year-old security officer that drives around in his little Ford Focus outside of the Walmart can fire a missile at a bus, but I can't. Peace officers and security personnel. I mean, isn't that what
security what personnel? Means? I think that the 85-year-old man who cannot afford to be fully retired, I think, falls into that category.
I mean, the guy that can't catch somebody who steals the Game Boy from the electronics department because he has a walker can actually fire a missile at a bus or bus term. That's got to make you feel really good, everybody in Utah. I'm just saying.
And safe.
Very safe. Okay, how about this one? In Virginia, one law suggests that Virginia is for prudes, not lovers.
Okay.
I'm just reading what I copy and pasted. Fornication is completely banned except for married couples. It is punishable as a misdemeanor if an unmarried person gets caught in the act.
Wow. So I wonder if you have to actually be caught in the act or just reported.
I don't know. That makes me wonder, like teen moms that
yeah.
aren't married. Do they have police waiting at the hospital when they go in for labor?
Is there a teen mom on MTV's Teen Mom in Virginia?
I don't know.
We should look into that.
Where was Farrah Abraham? She was from Nebraska.
I don't remember.
Pretty sure she was from Nebraska.
Mm.
I'm interested in this, though, because they could easily, if it was after the fact at least, they could easily enforce this law.
Yeah.
And people would be, but that would make people scared to go to the hospital.
But what if you were doing the fornicating in another state and just had the baby in Virginia? You'd have to be able to prove it, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point you just made.
Interesting.
I'm going to have to look this one up.
No fornicating in Virginia.
Okay, this one's completely random, too. In California, a frog that dies during a frog jumping contest cannot be eaten.
So you can
Again, I Googled most random laws in every state, and these are what came up on businessinsider.com.
So you can eat frogs that were killed in other ways, but if it died in a frog jumping contest,
yeah,
it's off limits.
During the contest, you cannot eat it.
I wonder if that has to do with all those PETA people and the humane ways to die.
I don't know. I would think that the PETA people would ensure that there was no frog jumping contest to begin with.
Well, that's true.
But I don't know.
But if it died because it had a heart attack or because...
I don't know of too many reasons that frogs die other than getting run over or eaten by another animal.
Huh.
But I read in, I think it was last week in Houston,
mm-hmm.
That people were driving on the road and an alligator got run over or something. And people were actually stopping to take pieces of the alligator off of the dead body.
Ew.
People were ripping teeth out of its mouth and taking his toes.
What is wrong
for souvenirs.
With people?
And I think that is like a third degree misdemeanor or something. I don't remember what it was, but
yeah, that's like
you know, that makes
thing.
Me understand. Again, Houston and Florida, duh. That makes me kind of understand why there might be laws like this, but frog jumping contest seems really, really specific to me.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Okay, how about this one? This okay. is the last one that I copied and pasted.
Okay.
Okay, in Idaho, cannibalism is strictly... I can't talk. Cannibalism is strictly prohibited and punishable by up to 14 years in prison, except under life-threatening conditions as the only apparent means of survival.
That's in Omaha?
That's in Idaho.
Oh, Idaho.
Which just makes complete sense. I mean, you would think that that would be obvious in every state. You well, can't go eating people unless that's the only way that you can survive.
Well, wasn't there a movie about some plane crash or some hikers
frozen
or something,
right?
Yeah, and they had to eat the other people that died
yeah.
to live.
I mean, then it's fine by law.
By law.
I mean, if you can get through that whole eating people in your head, then go ahead and do it if you're going to die otherwise.
Pretty sure I'm just going to die.
I think I would. I don't think I could eat another part of a person.
No.
I don't even enjoy eating parts of animals.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
I struggle with that.
If I think about it too much, I'm going to be out on that.
Yeah.
So definitely, I don't think I could wrap my head around the eating a person.
I can't either.
We're all just going to lay down and die.
I think I'm just going to stay out of Idaho is what it comes down to.
Or at least just stay on the road.
Apparently, that's an issue. Enough of an issue in Idaho that it's a law. So
I can't imagine any reason that I'd need to go to Idaho anyway, unless I'm just driving through.
Vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Surely they make lots of delicious vodka in Idaho.
Yeah, but they make Tito's here. So again.
Oh, good point.
No reason.
No need. That's one of the states that we could get rid of and I'd be okay with it, I guess.
See, again, Texas, we're the best.
Pretty much.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.